JAD 800.
Welcome back, Montreal. You're listening to Tech Talk, brought to you by Epson EcoTank printers that include enough ink out of the box to last up to 2 years. Epson.ca/EcoTank to learn more. As you know, there's been a huge shift towards online entertainment, whether it's streaming TV shows and movies from the likes of Netflix, swiping through TikTok and Instagram videos, and watching shows on YouTube and maybe in video podcast form. And one person who has pivoted to an all-digital platform is Jeanette Burke. She's the host of Jeanette's TV and podcast, and she was also recently nominated for an Eminence Award for her work as well. Welcome to the show, Jeanette, and congrats. Good to chat with you.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for noting that I had this award the other night.
Awesome. I saw that on social media, speaking of online platforms.
Thank you.
Now, before I ask you for some advice to those thinking of building an online business as you have, tell us about Jeanette Burke. Who is she? And talk to us about your various platforms.
Okay. Well, who I am is a very passionate marketing person with an emphasis on media and speaking. I'm a media personality mentor and trainer, as you know, and you said. I'm also the executive producer of Jeanette Burke Productions and the host and creator of Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast. This was a passion of mine that started years ago, and I just wanted desperately to bring it into the sphere of online and as a business. And when I left the studios behind, I left with 700 people following me on Facebook. And I thought to myself, well, how am I going to build this app? I realized that I had to go and stream because I couldn't afford to compete with networks and studios. And I couldn't afford to start a studio or my own channel. So I did. I used the internet, became my ABC, my NBC, and my CBS combined. And it worked really well because I used Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Those were the top three, and YouTube to get this going as a business. And I was successful at it by building up the following from 700 to now well over 5 million combined subscribers, followers from all the platforms that I'm on.
Wow. Congrats. That's awesome. And for those who haven't yet watched Jeanette's TV and podcast, it's kind of like a talk show where you have guests. And I was privileged to be a guest on about a year ago. So you have different people on and you just talk on camera about them. And, you know, you also kind of have a message for your viewers about empowerment, right?
Yes. So Jeanette's TV and podcast, it is a talk show, but it's not like other shows in that there's a couple of things that distinguishes it.
Yeah.
First of all, I have a certain style and approach, and I'm very choosy about the guests. So we're looking at A-list celebrities, thought leaders, game changers, influencers, and experts in various fields with a lifestyle twist. And the idea is for me to have a conversation, but at the same time, I extrapolate content that is very useful to the viewer or the listener in the podcast case.
Sure. So as a clarification, Jeanette's TV can be consumed in video format on YouTube or maybe Facebook, but then you also have the audio as a podcast that you can subscribe to.
Correct. And we are on all the platforms you can think of. I'm literally everywhere. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, that's all the video side. The audio side is also everywhere. iHeartRadio, Apple, Buzzsprout, BuzzFeed, Anchor, and 20 more. And I'll refer to where you can find out later at the end of the interview.
So Jeanette, talk to us about starting up your company online. How did you do it exactly? What was that process like? And what made you want to shift to an online platform?
When I was starting this, online streaming wasn't even popular yet. I was kind of a rebel in my field before Netflix became the big thing and Amazon, you know, and streaming services, I was already doing this. I just decided that there's a lot of people online, Facebook alone. And I thought, well, okay, let's take advantage of this. I just started posting a lot, you know, like good content, great headlines, things that were catchy. I would interact with my followers. They would make comments and I would respond or I would ask questions. And I would complement that with really good branding and really good logos and pictures that it would excite them. The one thing was I had to be consistent every single day, putting new content out, putting a new episode out, asking questions, inviting engagement. I decided I was going to do it. I picked the first three platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and obviously YouTube. And then I knew that I had to have a really good website as well. when you're going to start an online business, you got to look at a couple things. Number one, what's the target you're looking to go after? Initially, it was for me, it was all women and women's issues. And I still have a great base of women, but I also have a lot of men following me now as well and listening to those issues because they're smart men. I look to fill a void and to provide content that wasn't being addressed.
All right. So it sounds like a combination of frequency, you know, regularity, making sure that you're always posting, as well as interaction. So it's not just using a digital platform as a one-way means of communication and having ultimately good content for people to consume.
Yeah. And also to fill that niche. You don't want to be like everybody else.
For sure. We're chatting with Jeanette Burke, the host of Jeanette's TV and podcast. We're talking about her work in the online space and what you can do for those listening who have been on the fence, perhaps, about embracing a digital career. With that in mind, Jeanette, what tips could you offer those looking to start their own online business?
Okay, the first tip, do your research. Don't assume that what you want to put out there is what people want to hear. Be very in tune to your clients or your target's needs. The second tip is focus on engagement, because if you don't have that engagement, you're not going to grow. And the third tip would be make sure that you are consistent, like I said before, consistently posting.
So you think it is a good time, without question, if you haven't embraced digital, that it is time? Or does it depend on the industry that you're in?
No, I would say that today, most people should have an online presence to their business, even if they have a storefront.
Sure.
And that, in fact, going online is very smart because you save a lot of time, money, and cost. You're not carrying inventory costs. You're not having to deal with as many staffing issues. It's very manageable. You can work on your own time schedule, and you have a great platform where there's a lot of people looking at you every day who will be also looking at your offers, your affiliate links, and so on and so forth. The reach is tremendous.
It's all good advice. And Jeanette, I know you also have a media training division that you hinted at earlier in our chat. So
yes.
For those listening who want to learn more about Jeanette's TV and podcast, or for those who would like to be trained to be interviewed, maybe it's for a corporate gig you've got, or you're looking to delve into your own hosting career on video, whether it's online or traditional media, is there a website, Jeanette, where people can contact you?
There is a website. So the website is www.JeanetteBurke.com. There you can go and find out all about my media training programs, my sponsor spotlight offer. And of course, you can watch Jeanette's TV and podcast. Just go to the Jeanette's TV and podcast section on the website. You'll go right to my YouTube channel. You'll find all my podcast channels as well. And you can just easily watch or listen to us as you prefer.
All right. So it's Jeanette with one N and two T's, E,
yeah.
Burke with an E.com.
Yeah.
Congrats on your successes to date, Jeanette. Great to chat with you. Thanks for carving out some time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Hey, if you have any questions for any of my guests, you can always shoot us a text. You can send an email. My website is at marksaltzman.com, marksaltzman.com. If you're on social media this weekend, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Yep, Facebook is back up and running again.